This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to be result-oriented for bringing change in the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deva visiting China tomorrow for preparation of Prime Minister's upcoming official visit to China. Communication Minister Prithibi Subbagurung says public service broadcaster will help in federalism implementation, uniting all castes and communities. And Israel and Hezbollah agree to ceasefire brokered by US and France. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the ministries and secretaries to work in an effective way for bringing change in the country. Addressing the first quarterly review meeting on the implementation of the government's policy, program and budget of the current fiscal year at Simbadarabad today, Prime Minister Oli instructed the ministries, ministers and secretaries to be result-oriented. The Prime Minister called for a drastic change in the existing working style to ensure effective implementation of the government's plans and policies. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called for decisive action to build global peace and prosperity, saying human beings are at a critical juncture in human history. Inaugurating the 6th Asian Population Conference in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister stressed the need for collective responsibility to guarantee basic needs to all individuals residing anywhere in the world. The Prime Minister said that the government's efforts are continuing to meet the basic needs of the marginalized and underprivileged communities by paying attention to the correlation between development and population density. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need for preserving Newari culture, stressing its unique history and distinctiveness. Prime Minister made the remark during a meeting with representatives from the Jaipur Culture Development Fund at Balwatar, who visited the Prime Minister to invite him to the 21st National Jaipur Day celebrations. Similarly, during a meeting with the newly elected Executive Committee of the National Forum of Photojournalists at Balwatar today, Prime Minister Oli said the government will address the concerns and needs of photojournalists in the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deva is paying a official visit to China tomorrow for the preparation of the Prime Minister's upcoming official visit to China. The Foreign Affairs Ministry said the Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana is visiting China at the invitation of her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. During the three-day visit, the Foreign Affairs Minister is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Wang on November the 29th. The two leaders will have comprehensive discussions on matters of mutual interest between the two countries, including the preparation of the Prime Minister's visit to China. The Foreign Affairs Minister will return to Kathmandu on November 30th. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung has pledged to expand the reach of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to every Nepali household. During a discussion program on inclusive broadcasting organized by Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal in Pokhara today, Prime Minister Gurung emphasized the need for reform public broadcasting media houses and make them more accessible and result-oriented. The Communication Minister, who is also the government spokesperson, highlighted the importance of restructuring public media and reaching every household with a radio broadcasting service. Communication Minister Gurung believed that the public service broadcaster will help in the federalism implementation, uniting all castes and communities. During the program, Amar Dhoos Lama, Radio Nepal's executive director, stated that Radio Nepal had initiated its restructuring to align with federalism and fulfill the standards of public service broadcasting institution. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now, the remaining news. The Millennium Challenge Account Nepal, MCA Nepal, has relaunched the call for bids to construct a 297-kilometer power transmission line. The transmission line to be built under the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC Nepal Compact, will strengthen Nepal's power transmission network. Issuing a press release today, the MCA Nepal said the bid submission deadline is set for January 30th next year, with construction divided into three lots. The relaunch follows a comprehensive review of the previous bidding process and includes design optimizations, improved access to tower locations, and updates to commercial terms based on bidders' feedback. The relaunch marks another milestone in the progress of the MCC Nepal Compact, which achieved significant progress over the past year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and France. According to the BBC, the deal will see Israeli troops withdraw from Lebanon and Hezbollah move north of the Litani River, about 30 kilometers north of the border with Israel. Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati has described the ceasefire deal as a new phase for Lebanon and demanded that Israel fully commits to the ceasefire and withdraws its forces from southern Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country would not hesitate to strike if Hezbollah broke the terms of the agreement. Likewise, U.S. President Joe Biden, who made remarks at the White House shortly after Israel's Security Cabinet approved the agreement, said he had spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Lebanon's Prime Minister Nikati. Lebanese officials have said that they are committed to implementing UN Security Council Resolution 1701, which includes a measure to deploy Lebanese force to the country's south. Meanwhile, Hamas officials have reacted positively to the deal between Israel and Hezbollah, saying they are ready for a ceasefire deal in Gaza also. The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, ICC, Karim Khan, says it has requested an arrest warrant for Myanmar's military leader Min Aung Hlaing for crimes against humanity committed against the Rohingya Muslims. The BBC cited the ICC chief prosecutor as saying there were reasonable grounds to believe Myanmar's military leader bore criminal responsibility for the prosecution and deportation of Rohingya to neighboring Bangladesh. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya fled Myanmar in 2017 to escape a campaign of what the UN has described as genocide launched by the Burmese military. But Myanmar's government has denied the allegation, saying it was only carrying out a campaign against Rohingya militants. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to be result-oriented for bringing change in the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva visiting China tomorrow for preparation of Prime Minister's upcoming official visit to China. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurang says public service broadcaster will help in federalism implementation, uniting all castes and communities. And Israel and Hezbollah agreed to ceasefire brokered by U.S. and France. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.